know when you came here, and we'd also like to know how it's changed since now that I've changed something.
Well, I came to Dye Ball in August of 1976. In some ways, it's hard to tell specific changes when you've gone through it. They don't stand out as much as, let's say, you hear today and come back 5 years later. Then the changes are obvious. But yes, there have been changes from some manager's viewpoint. A lot of the changes are invisible. We put several hundred thousand dollars worth of improvements underground that no one sees. There are some bricks and mortar kinds of improvements that I happen to witness. We built a new police and fire station starting in 1976. We saw a corporate office building built. Library added on to major renovations in the shopping center, new housing additions, the general growth of the community, new industry being built.
What about
the park? We also spent quite a bit of money in the park. As of today, it's not all completed. When they built the new office building, Whispering Pines Park, it became evident that we were losing some of our recreational facilities. We were losing the swimming pool, the scout house, and the tennis court. The idea started out to replace just the swimming pool and tennis courts. I had a feeling at the time, and just talking to different people in the community, that there's probably an urge to do more. We began talking with the Booster Club, the City Council, Park and Recreation Board, people in the local industry, and the general consensus was this is a golden opportunity. Let's see how much we can do. One of the things we really want. It was apparent that the baseball fields were on private property. Time for development. We felt like that it was time for those to be placed in a public area, land dedicated to public use. As a result, what started out as about $140,000 project turned into one that cost over $500,000. It's going to four ball fields, jogging course, a lake, tennis courts. We moved one of the older buildings in the park to replace the scout house. We added the additional recreational facilities that quite a few people enjoy, but not that many people have access to. We built a covered basketball court. And it went beyond just what government was willing to do for the public, but to point of what the public were there and what they were willing to put their money into. Booster Club contributed heavily to making the improvements in the park something lasting and a substantial value to the youth of the community. But more than that, I've watched the progress of Dye Ball in the rather unique sense of community spirit. Town has always been rather close, from architectural all the way down. And that community spirit has grown in the past 4.5 years. It hasn't declined. In 1980, when Dye Ball Day came around, everybody thought we wouldn't meet previous goals because the economy was so bad. 400 people laid off, the plant closed. By gosh, we set a new record. That speaks well to any community. It speaks even more highly of Dye Ball. The Dye Ball, by the way it came to be, the way it's grown up, is unique. But there are things here that that other communities only hope to have. The tensions that we get other parts of the country, particularly the area of minorities and immigration, have not hit here. We haven't had those kinds of problems in near the magnitude as elsewhere. Because from top to bottom, Bybar is made up of people who accept everyone else just as people. From the corporate leaders down to garbage men. Everyone tends to be everyone else and be just another human being. And that speaks very highly to people with diabetes.
What about some of the recreational
programs
you've
done? I've happened to witness the initiation of a recreation program for youth during the summer months. Funded entirely by the booster program. The first year was nowhere near success. In the following years, they stuck with it and developed a pretty good program. I'm not sure if it's going to be an ongoing one or how long it will succeed, but the effort has been made and it has been rewarded. Our other more traditional types of recreation programs, such as softball and little league, have grown by astounding rates. There's lots of people putting in lots of hours to see that the youth of this community have activities that are of a wholesome nature. That may sound trite, but give kids the things to do that are clean and good, you won't have as many going through the court system. And Dibald has done an outstanding job of it. And so we would like to be carried out.
You keep mentioning
the district
fund
funding.
Are these funds
spent
in any other
way
besides the district fund?
No.
So it's
been people, that's what it's been. Yes. Every 2 years, the community raises a considerable amount of money. That may change in the future. I don't know. But things like the league ball, the recreation program have been funded by the district club. Very few places do you see that. The district club has had a tremendous impact on this community. Too often, we rely on government or someone else to do things for us instead of banding together without the intrusion of government to do something for ourselves. And they're going to have to get back to more of that. But the booster club has said, let's make this community something that we can all enjoy. And it goes beyond the recreational facilities and programs. The library, the daycare center, all reflect an ongoing interest by the community to making it something more than just a place to eat, sleep, and work. Yes. Dibald, before I came here, got through the period of mud streets. But it is still a rather young city. It's still progressing in almost every sense of the word. It has progressed. We've got a good industrial base, a good economic base. The town's facilities and services are equal to, if not better than, most other communities of even a larger size. It's hard to define what you call progress. Some people's terms, sheer numbers and size, makes progress. In Dibald, quality varies a bit more. We've grown in size, but without sacrificing the small town qualities. Sometimes growth has been very painful, but on the whole, it's been far the good. I help to think that it is going to go in that direction in the future. In the sharp rut, there will be economic bad times like we're going through now. But in the long run, you do nothing but for this. I'd enjoy it. Hope to be put down on posterity, and somebody will think I had something nice to say.